There's a very big yesod from the Emunah Shmuel in Chuvis Simiyo Dalad about the Isser of Lifnei Iver Loisitin Mechshel. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Davov tells us about the Isser of Lifnei Iver, which Chazal define as causing someone to do an Avera, causing someone, enabling someone to commit an Avera. A person who does so is Iver Lifnei Iver Loisitin Mechshel. And the Gemara says that this applies even if you're Machshel a Goy. And therefore, says the Gemara, if let's say you take Eiver min Achai and you pass it to a Goy, the Gemara says, you're Eiver lifnei Eiver, because you have enabled the Goy to be Eiver on the Isser of eating Eiver min Achai. Zok de emuna Shemuel yisoid. That which we have a klal, that you're Eiver lifnei Eiver if you cause someone to do an Aveiro, that's only if the machshil himself is muzhar and this isser. If it's something, this isser that you're causing someone else to do pertains to you as well. It's incumbent on you as well to refrain from this isser that you're causing Yenim to do. Only then is there an isser of Lifnei Iver. However, says the Emunah Shmuel, if the machshil causes someone to be nichshal and an isser, and it's an isser for the person who actually committed the Aveiro, but the person who caused it doesn't have this Avera applying to him personally, he's not Oiver on the Isser Derais of Lifnei Iver. There's no Isser of Lifnei Iver in such a case. That's the Yesod of the Emunah Shmuel, that only if it's incumbent on the Machshil himself to abstain from this Isser, is there an Isser of Lifnei Iver if he caused someone else to do an Aver. Isaac the Emunah Shmuel, how come the Gemara says that if you pass a cup of wine to a Nozer, you're Oivron Lifnei Iver. You're not Zoyer. You're not Muzer. You're not a Nazir, and therefore you don't have to refrain from drinking wine. The Teretz is, when it comes to Naziris, every Yid in a second could be Mekabal Naziris on himself, and therefore this Isser of a Nazir drinking wine pertains to the Machshel himself, since in any split second he could himself become someone who's Mechuyiv in this Isser, someone if he's Mekabal Naziris. And therefore it's considered an Isser that pertains to the Machshel as well. As I zokt the Emunah Shmuel. Now, the Panim Vitcherov explains the svara, the logic behind the Yisoid of the Emunah Shmuel, and that is that the Emunah Shmuel l'chayra understood that Lifnei Iver is not a general Isser. One could have understood Lifnei Iver in two ways. Number one, it could be, it's a general Isser. Don't cause someone to do Averis. Don't be machshel someone. Don't enable someone to do an Averis. If that was the Geder HaIsser, then Avada would apply, even if the machshel is not mechuyev to refrain from this isser personally, because the ma'aseh, you cause someone who is mechuyev to refrain from this isser, and therefore you are machshel someone isser, you even lift the iver. But there's a second side, and this is l'chayr how the Emunah Shmuel understood. Lifnei iver means, if you cause an isser to be violated by giving it to someone else, it's k'ilu you yourself are over on that isser that you caused, al-yidei al-demacher. So it's not a general isser of causing someone to stumble, of causing someone to win an isser. The vart is that if you cause someone to drink wine, and he's a nazir, then you yourself have been over on the isser of a nazir drinking wine. And the Memela says the Emunah Shmuel, if that's the yisoid ha-isser, then if the machshel is not mechuyev to refrain from this isser, if this isser has nothing to do with the machshel, it's an isser that's completely and exclusively in application to the nichshel, not the machshel, there is no isser of lifnei iver. That's how the Ponovitcherov explains the Emunah Shmuel. Now, there are many questions that the Gedolei Achronim ask on the Emunah Shmuel from different statements in the Rishonim that seem to be mashma, that the isser of lifnei iver applies even if the machshel is not mechuyev personally to refrain from this isser. And we're just going to cite two of the main examples brought down by the Beis Halevi, by the Achiezer, by many Achronim, to ask questions from these sources on the Emunah Shmuel. Number one, Taisvis Bav Metzia Daf Yud. Taisvis says, if a Yisrael goes ahead and is Mekadesh a Grusha, a woman who is divorced on behalf of a Kohen, the Yisrael is Oivar on Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mechshel. As I zok Taisvis, now, Frekta the Beis Halevi, in fact, the Achiezer, the Yisrael is not Muzer on the Isser of marrying a Gerusha. That's a specific Isser that applies Dafka to a Kohen. And nevertheless, Tosfos assumes that if a Yisrael is Mekadesh a Gerusha on behalf of a Kohen, he's Oven Lifnei Iver. Why should he Oven Lifnei Iver? The Machshel, who is the Yisrael, is not Mechuyev personally to refrain from this Isser. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam says that if a person goes ahead and is Metamei a Kohen, he takes a mace and causes the Kohen to touch the mace, or he puts a mace in the same oil as a Kohen in order to Metamei the Kohen. If you are Metamei a Kohen, you're Oivron Lifnei Iver L'Sit Michshel, and the Rambam is Mashma, even if a Yisrael does so. If a Yisrael is Metamei a Kohen, he's Oivron Lifnei Iver. Again, the same question. The Yisrael is not personally Mechuyev to refrain from being Metamei L'Mace. That's an exclusive Isser that pertains to a Kohen. And nevertheless, the Rambam says that the Yisrael is Oivron Lifnei Iver. So, L'Chayra, this seems to indicate that no matter what, no matter when, there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver, and L'Chayra, the understanding would be that it's a general Isser. Don't cause someone to be Oivron Isser. Don't enable someone to be Oivron Isser. And therefore, if you L'Maisa cause him to do an Isser, which for him is an Isser, that's enough to be Oivron the Isser. So there are two Mahalchim to answer these questions. Number one, the G'dayli Achreinim want to say, the Achiezer, the Beis Halevi, and others want to say, that these two examples we just gave are not raius against the Emunah Shmuel for the following reason. The Emunah Shmuel's case is where you cause the Isser to be violated by this person. Let's say you pass him a cup of wine. He's a Nazir, you pass him a cup of wine. You didn't actively participate in the Isser. All you did was cause the Isser to be violated. You passed him a cup of wine and now he's going to go ahead and do the Isser himself. The actual Maisa Isser has nothing to do with the Machshel. The Machshel is just enabling the Isser to happen. He's causing, he's goyim. However, these two cases are worse. The case of Kiddushin, the Yisrael is Mekadesh Agrusha for the Kohen. The Yisrael is actually doing the Chalais Kiddushin. He's actually doing the Maisa Isser. The Chalais Kiddushin of a Kohen to a Grusha, he's doing that on behalf of the Kohen. In that case, he's going to be Oiver on Lifnei Iver, even according to the Yisoid of the Beis Halevi. Even according to the Yisoid of the Emunah Shmuel, for the following reason. Because he's doing the Isser B'Yodayim. The same Svara would apply as well by the case of the Rambam. If Yisrael's Metamei Ameis B'Yodayim, you cause the Isser. You're actually creating the Isser. You are being Metamei the Kohen B'Yodayim. You're not Stam being Goyim the Isser to be violated. You're actually the Maisa Isser itself. You're doing the Maisa Isser itself, either by Kedushin, you're doing the Chalais Kedushin, you're Mekadesh the woman on behalf of the Kohen, or you're being Metami the Kohen. Over there, that is Biodaim. Even the Emunah Shmuel agrees that you're over on the Isser of Lifnei Iver, although the Isser doesn't specifically apply to the Machshel, but since the Machshel is doing the Maisa Isser, he's over on the Isser. Since the Maisa, it's also for the Nichshel, for the victim, the person who is causing to be over. That is their teretz, but the Panovich Rav has his own mahalach. And Zokta Panovich Rav, you know what the teretz to this question is? You know what the teretz is? How the Emunah Shmuel could reconcile his opinion with Tosfos and with the Rambam that we just mentioned? Zokt the Panovich Rav Yisoy. There are two examples that Chazal give for how a person could be over on the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Number one, you cause someone to be over on the Isser. You cause someone to do something that's Osir, you enable him to do something that's Osir, that's one example of Lifnei Iver. Another example of Lifnei Iver is giving someone a Eitzerah, a Eitzer She'ena Hagenis. You're giving someone bad advice, you're causing him to incur a loss, you're being Mazakim because you're giving him an Eitzerah. That is also an example Chazal give for Lifnei Iver. Zokta Panovich Rav, this Emunah Shmuel's Yesoid, that if it's not osir for the machshil, he's not oiver on lifnei iver, that is only vis-a-vis the isser of being machshil someone in a maisa isser. In causing someone to do an isser, in that type of lifnei iver, it doesn't apply if the machshil himself is not mechuyev personally to refrain from the isser. What about the example of eitzerah, eitzer hagenis? So every time you're machshil someone in an isser, it's not gora from the eitzerah. If you, let's say, cause someone to do an Avera, and it's not personally applicable, this Isser, to the Machshel, but Lamaisa, it's not Gora from Eitzerah, and Eitzerah will be applicable even if it's not nageir for the machshil for the following reason. This is b'inodam l'chaveir dika iser. You're causing someone a hezek, and that obviously will apply even if it's not nageir the iser to the machshil, because the ma'aseh he caused the nichshil a hezek. He caused him to be over an iser. He didn't do him a good deed. He didn't give him a good eitzah. He gave him a bad eitzah. He was machshil him in an iser. That's a bad eitzah. Zokter paramitzrav a gevaldig yisoid. When you have the bein odom l'chaveira dik iser of eitzara, of causing someone damage by giving him bad advice, that only exists by Yisrael, not by a goy. A goy doesn't have the din of bein odom l'chaveira, and therefore eitzara does not apply by a goy. However, by a goy as well, we have the iser of giving him eiver menachai, of being machshel min advar iser. A Yisrael has both Isurim. He has the Bein Odom Le'mokim Isur, of causing someone to do an Isur, and he has the Bein Odom Le'chaveira aspect, the Eitzara. But a Goy only has the Bein Odom Le'mokim aspect, but not the Bein Odom Le'chaveira aspect. Memela, Zok Deponovich Rov, when the Amunah Shmuel said his Yisoid, he was talking about by a Goy. If you are Machshel a Goy in an Isur that you yourself are not Nageya to, in that case, there's no Lifna Iver. Because Mitzan Eitzara, anyways, doesn't apply to a goy because it's a bein odom l'chaveira dikadin, which doesn't apply by a goy. Elamai the bein odom l'mokum dikadin of causing someone to do an iser, that also doesn't apply because this iser is not exclusive to the machshel. Doesn't apply to the machshel, and therefore you're not going to be over lifnei iver. But by Yisrael, you would be over out itzara because of the bein odom l'chaveira aspect. Lamai, so you cause him a damage by convincing him to do an iser. The Emunah Shmuel's example in over there in that tshuva in Yodalid is actually talking about lifnei iver by a goy, and that's why it's very gishmak, this teretz of the Panam Tshuva. What's his example? He's talking about a shach. The shach has a kash on a bach. The bach says that since the Gemara says ein iser chal iser, so if let's say you have a behema tmeya, its iver doesn't become osur midin iver minachai because it's anyways a behema tmeya. However, a goy is allowed to eat a behema tmeya. And therefore, when you have a piece of meat that's Eiver Menachai, and it's a behemoth tmeya, it's also for a goy als Eiver Menachai, but for a yid, it's not also als Eiver Menachai, it's also als behemoth tmeya. Ein iser chal iser, the iser Eiver Menachai is nachal. If I take this piece of Eiver Menachai and I pass it to a goy, zok de bach, you're not over lifnei iver. Why? For you, the Yisrael, it's not also als Eiver Menachai, because it's a behemoth tmeya. The shach is matmiya. What's the pshat in this bach? Why should you not be over lifnei iver in this type of case? Zokta Emunah Shmuel, the pshat in the bach is lefi ha'omra, according to his yisai. The pshat is that since Eiver Menachai in this case only applies to the goy, not to the yid, because it was anyways a behemoth tmeya, and therefore the Eiver Menachai couldn't be chal klape the yid, in the middle there's no iser or lifnei iver if you give the Eiver Menachai to the goy. Azoi zokt the Emunah Shmuel. So again, the Panam Tshuva is saying that by a yid it would be osra al tzein tzerah. Als Eitzo She'ina Hegenis, als being Mazik your friend. But the Bein Odom L'Chaveira aspect doesn't apply to a goy, and therefore, in this case where it's not Nageir, the Isser to the Machshel, there won't be Lifnei either. Zokter B'chonon and Kaivis Sa'aris. Zokter B'chonon, there's a tremendous, I think this is a Memches, there's a tremendous Nafkamina between the Baal Mor, the Emunah Shmuel's understanding of Lifnei either. And the other tzad, that it's a general iser, don't be machshel someone in an iser. Is lifnei iver a general iser? Don't be machshel someone in an iser. Don't cause him to do something that's usser. Or is it particular to that particular aveira that you're causing him to do? If you are being machshel in nozer drinking wine, it's kilu you drink wine. The iser lifnei iver just makes it that the machshel himself is over on the iser that he caused to be violated. So one nafkamina is the Yisayu the Amunah Shmuel. Another nafkamina is, if let's say a person is forced, at gunpoint, do one of the Gimel Averis Chamuros, then Avada, Yehorg Val Yavler. You have to give up your life rather than commit the Avera of Gili Arayas, Shvichas Domim, and Aveda Zara. That's well known. If let's say a guy is forced at gunpoint, be machshel someone in an Isser of Gili Arayas, or Shvichas Domim, or Aveda Zara. If someone forces you to do lifnei iver of one of the gimel averos chamuros, is that yehorg val yavor because it's abizrayu de gili arayas, or it's abizrayu de abed zaro shvichas damim, or do we say no, lifnei iver is an iser, it's an iser in the Torah, don't cause someone to do an iser, but it's not yehorg val yavor. So this, says Rabbi Chanan, is a machlokes between the Baal Mor and the Ramban. The Baal Mor says, Yehorig Vayavar. If someone forces you to be machshel someone in an Isser, if it's one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, Yehorig Vayavar. The Ramban disagrees, the Ritva disagrees, most Rishonim seem to disagree with the Ramban, with the Baal Mor. And they hold that, no, there's no Yehorig Vayavar. So after Rabbi Chanan, they're arguing on the Yisoid of the Emunah Shmuel. If you hold that when I am machshel someone in Isser, that Isser is attributed to me, and that's the Yisoid of Lifnei Iver, that when I cause someone to do an Isser, that very Isser that he does is attributed to the machshel, then if I am forced to be machshel someone in Gilei Arayis, then it's the Ki'il, the Isser of Gilei Arayis is attributed to me, so then there should be a Yehorig Vayavar on it. And that's Pshat in the Baal Mor, because he held like the Emunah Shmuel. But the other Rishonim disagreed with the Baal Mor because they held that it's a general Isser. Don't be machshel someone an Isser. It's an Isser klali. It's stama Isser. Don't cause someone to do an Isser. And therefore, there's no din yahag vayavar. So that would be not like the Baal Mor. So that's the nafkamina, the second nafkamina that would emerge from how you understand Lifnei Iver. Do you understand it as a general Isser? Don't cause someone to do an Isser. Or is it a vart that when you cause someone to do an Isser, that Isser that he does is attributed to you?